Metta, loving kindness. Metta, which can be translated from Pali as love or loving kindness or friend. The Buddha first taught the metta meditation as an antidote to fear, as a way of surmounting terrible fear when it arises. When we practice metta, we open continuously to the truth of our own experience, changing our relationship to life. Metta, the sense of love that is not bound to desire, that does not have to pretend that things are other than the way they are, overcomes the illusion of separateness, of not being part of a whole. What unites us all as human beings is an urge for happiness, which at heart is a yearning for union, for overcoming our feelings of separateness. We want to feel our identity with something larger than our small selves. We long to be one with our own lives and with each other. The practice of metta, uncovering the force of love that can uproot fear, anger, and guilt, begins with befriending ourselves. The foundation of metta practice is to know how to be our own friend. According to the Buddha, you can search throughout the whole universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. With metta practice, we uncover the possibility of truly respecting ourselves. We will do two exercises. The first is remembering the good within you. Sit comfortably in a relaxed way and close your eyes. As much as possible, let go of analysis and expectation. For 10 to 15 minutes, call to mind something you have done or said that you feel was kind or a good action. A time when you were generous or caring or contributed to someone's well-being. If something comes to mind, allow the happiness that may come within. If nothing comes to mind, gently turn your attention to a quality that you like about yourself. Is there an ability or strength within yourself that you can recognize? If still nothing comes to mind, reflect on the primal urge towards happiness within you and the rightness and beauty of that. In any of the above reflections, if annoyance or fear or impatience should arise, don't be disheartened or anxious. See if you can return to the contemplation without guilt or judgment. The heart of skillful meditation is the ability to let go and begin again and again and again, over and over again. Even if you do that thousands of times during a session, it does not matter. There is no distance to traverse in recollecting our attention. As soon as we realize we have been lost in thought or have lost touch with our chosen contemplation, right in that very moment, we can begin again. Nothing has been ruined, and there is no such thing as failing. There is nowhere the attention can wander to, and no duration of distraction from which we cannot completely let go in a moment and begin again. Second exercise, phrases of loving kindness. In doing metta practice, we gently repeat phrases that are meaningful in terms of what we wish, first for ourselves and then for others. Often moving out from ourselves to a neutral person, which can be hard to find as our minds are programmed to judge. Then on to someone we are having difficulty with. And finally, to all beings. We begin by befriending ourselves. May I be free from danger. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I have ease of well-being. Then you repeat the four phrases for the neutral person. Then again for the difficult person. And lastly, may all beings be free from danger. May all beings have mental happiness. May all beings have physical happiness. May all beings have ease of well-being. Sit comfortably. You can begin with 5 minutes of reflection on the good within you or your wish to be happy. Then choose 3 or 4 phrases that you most deeply wish for yourself and begin to repeat them over and over again. You can coordinate the phrases with the breath if you wish, or simply have your mind rest in the phrases. Feel free to experiment and be creative. Without trying to force or demand a loving feeling, see if there are circumstances you can imagine yourself in, where you can imagine more readily that you experience friendship with yourself. Is it seeing yourself as a young child? One friend imagined himself sitting surrounded by all the most loving people he had ever heard of in the world, receiving their kindness and good wishes. For the first time, love for himself seemed to enter his heart. Develop a gentle pacing with the phrases. There is no need to rush through them or say them harshly. You are offering yourself a gift with each phrase. If your attention wanders, or if difficult feelings or memories arise, try to let go of them in the spirit of kindness and begin again repeating the metta phrases. May I be free from danger. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I have ease of well-being. There are times when feelings of unworthiness come up strongly, and you can clearly see the conditions that limit your love for yourself. Breathe gently, accept that these feelings have arisen. Remember the beauty of your wish to be happy, and return to the metta phrases.